Welcome back, everyone. Today is Tuesday, February the 14th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text 252-582-5028. You can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep this conversation in the airwaves by supporting this podcast. You can share it online. You can leave us a good review on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content. And we're going to leave a link in the description so you can help us do just that. We're going to set you up for success so you can set us up for success. You see how that works? That's kind of cute, isn't it?
That's cute. That's it's cute. Speaking of cute.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
We've been joined by some very special guests.
Now, I put no girls allowed on the studio door, but I guess you guys let them in anyway.
This is the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Yeah. Oh, I think we broke that rule.
Embarrassing for everyone involved. We are going to have a special episode today.
Yes.
In fact, David, this was your idea. Do you want to kind of explain what we're going to do?
So, took some time to put together some questions and some things like that. Mm-hmm. I was trying to go for like the newlywed game, but I was thinking like a clear view of love.
Ooh.
Or something like that.
Oh, cute. All right. I love it.
You want to briefly explain how the game is going to work, Dave?
Yeah, sure. So the way the game is going to work is I'm going to pose a question. We're going to have different rounds. The wife round is going to be me asking questions that the wives think the husbands are going to answer in a certain way. So I'll ask something. I don't even know a good question without giving them away. But when I ask, you have to answer how you think your husband would answer, or like what you think your husband would say. Okay. And then for the husband rounds, it's the same thing, but you have to answer how you think your wives would answer.
Okay.
Or what your wives would say.
Okay.
And there will be a few like pop quiz almost rounds.
Oh.
But we'll kind of see. Just depending on how much time
anxiety.
We have.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Well,
you ever have those dreams? You're back in high school and like the questions are just gibberish on the test. That's marriage.
I didn't study. Should we? Well, hey, because we haven't had the wives on the podcast, on the radio show before on Clearview Today, should we go around and do a round of introductions for those who maybe not won't be as familiar with us?
Yeah, sure.
Those who are listening.
Yeah. You want to start?
Yeah. I'm Ellie Glanis.
I'm Nicole Shaw.
And I'm Elizabeth Hill.
Very nice.
Very cool.
Cool. All right. I'm ready, Dave.
All right. I guess we're going to start. So I'll put some game show music here so that we all look like we're having a good time.
Make sure it's copyright free.
Yeah, for sure.
Steve, I don't want Steve Harvey sending me a cease and desist.
We need one of those big, long, like old school wand mics.
That's cute. All right. So we'll start with round one. This is the wives round. So whenever I ask a question, the wives are going to write down on their board what they think their husbands would answer.
Okay.
Okay. So, first question.
No cheating on us.
Yeah.
No peekies.
I'm going to try not to peek.
No peekies.
I'm a notorious peeker.
How would your husband complete this sentence? My wife is a natural born blank.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
It can be anything.
And this is how he's going to answer?
Yes.
This is the answer you think
I My husband, give. Yeah. How would your husband complete the sentence? So, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's start with Ellie and John.
I would say Ellie's a natural born organizer.
Oh,
wow. Very nice.
Yes. Very nice.
Is that a reflection on the window?
He's reading out of my glasses.
I have the Clutterbug podcast playing in my house 24/7.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving out points. This is just for fun.
Yeah.
So, I'll
mark a little point in our corner.
The child mentioned a check.
I believe she mentioned a check.
All right. So next, I guess it's me.
Yes.
I was a natural born romantic.
Ooh.
Saver.
Saver?
Oh, okay. Like you save money and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Or like save stuff like I don't want to throw this away.
No.
I'm down with Nicole.
No.
Nicole reads love books too. She's getting rid of stuff.
I didn't
That's
like
right.
the violence in your eyes.
No. Not the stuff.
She's got a knife under the table.
Okay. All right.
And last but not least.
I would say that my wife, Elizabeth, is a natural born mother.
Oh.
Okay. So I almost wrote that, but.
Caregiver.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's close enough.
That's close enough.
Yeah. Can y'all see the answers on the camera?
Yeah. Nice. It's coming across pretty good.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So hey, I don't want to make this a contest, but I think we're winning.
We'll we'll see how it continues.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go.
Firmly in the lead.
Okay, next question. Again, wives round.
Oh, okay.
Complete this sentence. I knew I had found the love of my life when she what?
These are good, Dave.
Give my hand over here.
Okay.
I know. I'm trying to.
All right.
So I'm ready. I'll go.
Okay.
Ready? I would say I knew that I had found the love of my life when she introduced me to her family. Something of that sort. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Nice. Very nice. He told the story on the podcast one time where he went to the cafeteria and saw him and was just like,
no.
Well, the reason I knew that answer is he always tells people that he fell in love with my family before he fell in love with me.
That's right.
That's pretty funny.
I'm lost. You want to go?
Yeah, I can go next. Okay. I knew that I found the love of my life when she reinitiated the conversation about us dating.
Oh.
That's not what I wrote.
Oh. Sang it. That's what I should have said.
What was that?
So here's the story behind that. Do you want to tell it? You want to tell it?
Go ahead.
We had this variety show at church. Like you know, people signed up for different acts and it was a fundraiser and all this kind of stuff. So Elizabeth, from the time that I met her, she had been singing in church. And I mean, we've known each other since our teenage years. Singing in church with her mom and her sister. So they were singing, and we have this home footage of like it's like camcorder style footage zoomed in on Elizabeth and her mom and her sister singing this beautiful song, three-part harmony. All of them are excellent singers. And then the camera slowly pans over to me as I'm working the curtain while the variety show is going on. And 13-year-old Ryan is looking at Elizabeth like,
It's
hilarious.
I would love to see that video.
Yeah, we should put that video.
Yes, we have that video.
We have the VHS.
Oh, yeah. I would love to get it. You better get it converted.
Dude, that's hilarious. If we ever do a Patreon, that goes on there as premium content.
It's very funny. But at that point, I had already been rejected.
I hate to hear that.
I'm
truly so sorry.
That's a story for another time.
But you said I revisited the conversation.
That's right.
And then we began dating. It was all good.
It all worked out.
I don't think my answer is going to be what she wrote down, but I would probably say the first time I kissed her.
Mm.
Or maybe the first time I tried to kiss her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the first time was not successful.
Oh, no.
What did you write?
I honestly didn't know what you were going to say. So if I was good.
You threw it away.
I
went
for a minute because I had no clue what you were going
to
say.
The first time I tried to kiss her, we were in a car and I tried to all my friends left and I stayed behind like in the bathroom and I told them just to go without me. So she would have to drive me back to the church where my car was parked. And we got to the end of her road and I went to kiss her and just got a horrible nosebleed. Like the worst I've ever gotten in my entire life. I don't think she knew at the time I was going in to kiss her, but I was like, oh no.
Oh my no, I didn't know at the time.
So I'd say the first time successfully that I did it, that was what I knew.
That's pretty fun. Very nice. Okay. So last question of round one for the wives. And what gift that you gave your spouse came as the biggest surprise? So what gift that you gave your husband would he say came as the biggest surprise?
I'm ready.
I can go first.
Gift that he received from you that surprised him the most.
Okay. So over the course of our entire dating and marriage, I think the gift, and this was a quick answer for me, so I'm assuming that it's the same for Elizabeth. The gift that surprised me the most was when she got us a Christmas tree this year.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I can't turn it around.
Hey!
Right. Yep. Yep. That was a very big and very wonderful surprise. I walked in and there was a live tree in our living room. That was a great surprise.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my little helpers who made that happen.
Christmas elves who were working behind the scenes to make that
happen.
Thank
y'all.
All right, you guys ready?
Almost.
Yeah, probably not. I might need a second if y'all want to go ahead.
I would say it's hard to think of one, but the fire truck would be the one.
I probably am not correct, but I would say the one that did surprise me the most probably would be our puppy when you came home with a puppy. Or maybe, yeah, I think I would say.
I didn't help him.
I'm not going to say the puppy. I'm going to say our son. First son, Gavin.
That's final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
Locking it in?
Locking it in. That was it. As soon as I thought about the puppy, but then I was like, I think that one actually would probably be the
very nice.
The one.
That's pretty
wisely
cool.
Wisely chosen.
Okay, that was a great way to end the first round.
Okay.
Okay. Now we are starting the husband round.
Oh boy. Okay.
So
we're out of the fire ladies.
It's again
out of the frying pan into the fire.
Same concept, but now it's flipped on the other side. So husband's round.
Turn this way so you can't see what I'm writing.
In one word, what was the first thing that came to your mind when you met your spouse? What would you say your wife's like first thought or first thing that she thought of you when they met, when y'all met?
Wait, the first thing she thought of me?
Yes.
Oh.
What, you said one word?
It can be like, I did one word because I didn't want the whole board to fill up, but it can be between like one and like a sentence.
Okay.
I just see a bunch of puzzled faces like, or
no. I mean, I have an answer, but I don't
Have an answer.
Never mind.
You may as well go
this
for
one
it.
I feel
this
good
is
your about.
One shot. Yeah, this is the one shot.
All right, so I can go if y'all need time.
I'm also
ready. Yeah, go for it.
So the question is, what is the first thing that Nicole thought when we met?
That he had a sexy walk.
Oh my goodness. I thought it was, who's that guy waving at me in the gym? I waved at her. I forgot about the sexy walk.
My goodness.
Can you show us the walk, Nicole?
Not in here. Maybe I can't.
No, it was me who had the walk.
Yeah, I'm saying I want to see.
Yeah, and I'm not sure either. I don't even know what that walk was, to be honest.
You might have to teach me that walk.
Take notes.
You go ahead if you want.
Okay. Listen, you got to give this answer.
Okay, so my first impression was that you were a nice nerd.
Who's this goofy tall kid?
I could have said tall too, yeah. You were.
Who is this guy?
What was your first thought?
That you were funny.
I knew that's what she was going to say.
It's funny.
Nice. Yep.
I figured. That was all my go-to.
Okay. So, next question in husband round one is, what is your wife's most prized possession or item they'd save in a fire apart from you or children? So if there was like a terrible house fire, something's going wrong, and they're like, I can run back in and save one thing, but husbands and the children's are both out, what are they trying to save? See a bunch of puzzled faces.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
I would save my Bibles, but
yeah,
that's, you know, I'm just a Christian or something.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm playing. Wow.
Can you save all 40 of them?
Yeah. You get way down.
Just take a wheelbarrow back
in. Get it right. It's 43.
All right. Who's up?
Let's ready?
Yeah, we can go first.
Okay.
I would say there's a, it doesn't mean anything to anybody else, but there's a jar of, a glass jar of sand that I have that me and my dad got. It was just somewhere in Lewisburg. Somewhere in our hometown. We went in a park, and it was just a memory I have, but it's a just a glass bottle of sand that we filled up from that. So I just think back to it. But
no.
That is not at all what I put. The sand, to be honest, the sand seems obvious now when I put family photos.
I was seeing the answer, but I could see it. Ellie's really touched, but John is not in the sand.
Family photos is also one, but that was just what came to mind first.
I don't see the sand every day, so that, I mean, you've got it in the desk, so.
Yeah,
It's on the bookshelf.
Do you want to go next?
Sure. Okay. I was gonna say family photos, albums of like when the twins were babies and our wedding album, because I don't have. I know our wedding album. I don't think I have digital, like on digital files. Mm, yeah. So that would be mine.
That's not what I put.
That's not what
I put. I put our pets.
Our pets.
Well, oh,
okay.
Okay.
Our animals.
Yeah.
Pets.
Not really items, but
well,
they just run out. They were at the top of my list, but I just figured.
Let's assume they escaped.
Yeah, you gotta go. Assume
all right, Nicole.
Mine would be the family photos because I have a lot that are don't have digital backup.
Did not?
No,
well, you better do it.
There's a whole bunch.
Oh, your books too.
Because I put down all the
I thought you said some ring and jewelry I'd given you. He said that's very special. Even if it doesn't cost much, you're going to keep it.
Well, usually the rings and jewelry that I treasure are on me.
They're on you. When you sleep?
I sleep in my wedding rings, yes.
What about your earrings and stuff?
No.
Oh.
Now see, you should go in and get them.
Exactly.
No, don't let them be burnt up in the fire.
And then upload everything on Box so you don't have to run and get your photos.
Most of our photos are digital, too.
We've got people who do it for you.
Why go in there and get in trouble?
Yeah.
All right. And this is the last question of round one for the husbands. I'm really excited for this one. What's the worst thing your partner has ever worn?
Oh.
So wait, this is the worst thing that Ellie's ever worn?
Wait.
No. Yeah, so this one is one of the ones that I won't reverse because I want to know what they think.
Oh, no.
So it'd be something that I have worn that he thinks was awful?
No, what would he think you think was awful?
That he wore.
So that something that I wore so that she would think is awful.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I like something that the husbands have worn that the wives think is awful.
Yes.
All right.
Because we had this argument yesterday.
We've had this conversation pretty recently.
I went to meet someone yesterday that's going to be kind of instrumental to what we're going to be doing. And Ellie was like, please do not wear what you're about to wear.
Oh, no.
It's several parts. He has these gray baggy jeans. Wait, I'm not done. He has these gray. He has these gray baggy jeans that he loves to wear. He's wearing gray jeans today, but they're not the baggy ones. But even still, they're not my favorite. And then there's also New Balances.
Oh, it's not the same. It's a baggy gray jean.
She's talking about the gray specified. I did not put the New Balances. I didn't even.
But it was a two-parter. It was New Balances and baggy gray jeans.
Yeah, definitely. She hates those jeans. She made me take them off. She made me take them off and put on another pair of jeans.
He likes it because it's his 90s comfort zone with the baggy.
No, I just think they look good. And I feel confident in them. But that's not enough.
Apparently, you should not feel that way.
No.
All right. Dr. Shaw and Nicole.
Oh, wait a minute. It's me. I have to answer.
I know, but I'm trying to write it down.
Oh, we can go. We can go to next.
Yep. Yeah, Elizabeth. Next.
The Papa Smurf shirt.
What is the Papa Smurf shirt? What is that?
I cannot
even
imagine.
We worked at summer camp.
I completely forgot about this.
There was this thing where I think it was you had like a Secret Santa or somebody and they dressed you for the day.
Yeah.
And so his Secret Santa went to Goodwill and got him an oversized Papa Smurf shirt.
Oh my God.
And put like cotton balls on the.
It wasn't just that.
It was just a t-shirt that said Papa Smurf.
Put like cotton balls on the beard and everything, which those came off, but we kept the shirt for some reason.
Because it was comfortable.
You still have it?
No.
No,
I threw it away.
I'm better do that with the
beard. What did you write?
I wrote shell necklace.
The puka shell necklace.
The puka shell necklace.
You didn't like the puka shell?
I didn't hate it. I think we can look back at it and laugh now, but
maybe
I would wear a puka shell necklace
right back now. I was like, why did I wear that?
Do you still have it?
No, goodness, no. That's long gone.
I do remember though, you bought one for yourself and I thought you were buying it for me. And I was like, oh, you're keeping that.
Okay. Cool. Oh, that's not for me. Okay.
All right.
I would have to say nothing, because he has always been a snazzy dresser. And actually, he had to give me help me with my style when we were first married.
It was a redneck dress.
Oh, no.
I mean, hey,
here's an Indian
Georgia.
Guy. It's a redneck dressed woman.
She's got like a Jeff Gordon hat.
No. That was
not quite that bad.
That was not that bad, but it was just like, yeah, are we going to upgrade?
We're going to have to discuss this.
I thought there was something, and you would always joke about it with one of my secretaries, is the tie that I used to have. Remember that tie? You always make fun of my tie.
I liked it, but it was an Easter egg tie.
Easter egg tie.
But I still like it, though.
You would make fun of it. It's really funny. Like, oh, I can't stand
that
tie.
Do you still have the tie, Dr. Shaw?
He does.
No.
You don't have that tie anymore?
You made fun of it. So
I burned it with fire.
Oh, well.
I dunked it in gas.
Fire and angel. Well.
And bye-bye.
In malice, I burned it.
Oh, well.
Nice, nice. Okay, so now we are moving on to round two.
Ooh.
Same concept, nothing special. It's just I put them in rounds of three questions each. So, wives round two. If your husband could only play one song on repeat, what would they pick?
have to think about this for myself. Yeah. Like, what would this song be?
I don't know why I'm trying to write something.
That's a really hard one.
This is a hard one, but I'm just guessing.
Elle, you know me.
I don't know currently, and I can't think of the names.
This would be a tough one. Mm-hmm. But I think I know. I think I know. I can go. That saves time. So I hope Nicole hits it somewhere there. I used to like Bruce Springsteen, but I don't anymore. He's kind of gone off the liberal wagon. So maybe a song by him or something?
No.
Okay. What do we have?
Anything by Rod Stewart.
I do like Rod Stewart. So let me take that back. Any song by Rod Stewart. Because I still like him. Because I still like Rod Stewart. Yeah, Rod Stewart is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Rod Stewart had that opening song. Did you ever see Without a Paddle? I think the opening song was, I wish that I knew what I know now. Is that Rod Stewart?
Every one of those. Yeah. Every one of those songs. I mean, they're hits.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say probably anything by Blink-182. Probably like either San Diego or All the Small Things.
Which one are you going with?
San Diego.
Oh,
what does it say?
All the small things.
I knew it was going to be Blink 182.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It was either that or Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria, I was like, current. She's not going to know the song title. Mm. So I was going to say Mother Superior, but I was like, there's no way Ellie's going to say that. So
I wouldn't remember any song titles. So I just, artist.
You were actually right. I mean, I would listen to Rod Stewart. That's what I do when we travel. Mm-hmm. They all sleep, like Rod Stewart. Yep.
What genre of music is Rod Stewart?
I mean, it's. It's like 80s, 90s.
Acoustic, like folk.
Kind of
poppy.
Got some good, some hit songs in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. If I could play one song on repeat, I think that song would be I'll Be by Edwin McCain.
Oh.
I was nowhere close
to
that.
Oh, no.
It's the Chipmunk song. Musicals.
Musicals.
Yes. I mean, that is true.
I can't name a specific song. But
if I had to pick one song, I'd pick that one because it reminds me of us.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. Sweet. That's sweet.
You think we got time for one more husband round?
Yeah, we can make it fast. Let's do it fast.
Okay. So, husband round.
Okay.
You know what? Instead of husband round, we're going to do the one where you both write and then reveal at the same time.
Okay.
How about that?
Cool. All right.
Who is the better driver?
Oh Lord.
Gosh, I see big letters.
That one was written so quickly. So fast.
Call me the king of the road for nothing.
Two.
Everybody at once?
Yeah. Let's start with John and Ellie, then go to Dr. Sean, Nicole, and then Ryan Elizabeth.
Okay.
So right. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Ryan and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Are you a speeder?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that I drive better than he does, except I know he's much safer than I am.
Yeah.
So. But Nicole, it's not about speed or anything. It's more that I'm like, honey, the people are mean. Get out. Get over.
Yeah.
Get over.
Think ahead. Think ahead.
Think ahead.
He's always a. Yeah. And so he's a think ahead person.
I feel like I plan ahead.
You do. You plan ahead very, very well. You drive several cars in the future. You just tend to maybe not let things go in traffic either.
See, John's just a little bit of road rage.
Not necessarily road rage, but road grudges.
How dare they drive like that?
She's gonna send him a strong worded letter.
John is definitely king of the road. He's like, ignore stop signs, stop lights. These lines don't mean anything.
Yeah, thinking David forget the other
day. What is traffic rules?
David was getting on my nerves the other day. You cannot pass a stop school bus. I was like, bud, chill
you
out.
Can't no pass cares. A stop school bus.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. You can't.
I'm joking.
You can't.
Okay, so
not.
I've got one more. We have about 2 minutes left.
Okay,
this is husbands. So this is not the double because I really want to hear the answer to this.
Oh, okay.
So husbands are writing this.
Husbands are writing this. One. What was your worst date with your spouse?
Worst date?
Yeah. So what do you think your wife would say was the worst date?
Yeah, that stumped me.
That's a good one. I don't know.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Nicole, you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
No bad dates.
That's not true.
Oh.
I literally cannot think of one. I mean, there were definitely days that I liked better than others, but
right. But I can go and bring it up.
So should this I is like the date? Worst date?
I don't think it's a worst date, but it's one that we had an argument on. Can't remember the argument anymore, but it was a bad date. He even wants to hit me in the head.
Okay.
Golly, I don't know.
I want to read.
Are we going? Or
do you have something in mind?
Yeah, but it's not. I don't think you're going to say what nothing. I'm saying. That's the only thing I've got
I'm
in
just
my mind.
I'm going to pull the same stunt you did and put a question mark.
There you go.
So mine is a group date. Some of y'all were there, but it's not because it was actually bad. It was just because it started off wrong. So it was Ryan and David's birthday, and we went to get – we got tickets to go see Thor Ragnarok, and I was in charge of getting the tickets.
That was a great night.
That's what I said. I said it was a good night, but it was rough to start.
It started stressful.
It started stressful because I got tickets for the wrong day.
Oh,
and we got there, and then I had
– I remember that.
I ended up in tears at one point trying to get the tickets – switched.
Lord, that's right. I forgot that.
I remember that
to
now.
Be able to go.
That's the privilege of being a man. Is like you don't have to worry about that. I just go sit down with my friends until my wife sorts it all out. I forgot that you did that.
After that was taken care of, it was a great time, fun, best. But prior to that, getting the tickets settled, that was a mess.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
We had fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, until you started crying, I didn't know something was wrong.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Oh, I have to answer.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to sound bad, but it's really just the thought behind, like, I didn't think things through, I guess, but it was our very first date. We went to see How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which thinking.
Oh, wow. On Valentine's Day.
Matthew
McConaughey. Yep.
Who was the girl in that? Reese Witherspoon?
Kate Hudson.
Did you do the thing?
I picked
the movie. I'm out.
I picked the movie, but Teenage Elizabeth just thought.
I love Fern.
Yeah, Teenage Elizabeth just thought it's, you know, it's one of cute, the popular movies right now. It's when you would go to, but I wasn't thinking like, lose a guy in 10 days. This is our first date. This is not smart. So like looking back at it now, I'm like, we could have done something.
I love the scene where he goes in his bathroom. All her stuff is in there. Yeah. And he's like, no. She's sitting there on the couch smiling.
That is not what I put.
It was a good date.
So I put, we went to go see a musical. The musical was weird. It was not at all what we were expecting. And then we fought about something else on the way home.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah. So. We understand that. Trust me.
It wasn't even about like anything that happened that night. It was just something else that was going on and tensions were high as a result of that.
So. But I mean, the point is this, you know, when you have date nights, just expect some date nights may not go well. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you stop having that time. That's every week, Nicole and I take the time to get away. Other than our relationship with Christ, you know, that's one thing that keeps our marriage together because we're both strong personalities, driven, both coming from pastoral homes, missionary homes. And so, you know, we are set in our ways. But having this a priority, which we began years ago.
We began it. Rebecca was probably 12?
Yeah. Mm. And we haven't stopped every week. Awesome. You know, so
that's really great.
Well,
that's,
that is the end of the newlywed what did I say?
Awesome, Dave.
A clear view of love.
Good job, David.
Man, that's awesome. Thank you. Ladies, thank you for being on the show with us
today.
Happy
Valentine's
Day.
We love you.
Happy Valentine's Day. We love you guys. If you guys have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, make sure you send them in a text 252-582-5028. You can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com and you can support us financially on that same website. Every gift goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the kingdom of God. That's right. Awesome. We love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.